Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight for me to have you joining me here on the show. I say it every week, and you know I say it because I truly, truly mean it. It means a lot for me to me that you take time out of your day to join me here on the show, and I do not, absolutely do not take that for granted because time is very valuable, and you could be doing anything with your time, but you've decided to join me here today, and I just want to say thank you to all my faithful listeners, those of you who've been with me since day one. Wow. That is just magnificent. It truly is magnificent, and I just want to say thank you. You could have been anywhere else, but thank you for being here. And for those who may be new, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. To those who've been with me for a long time on this journey, I just love, 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 love all of you. I just love you so much, and I just give virtual hug to you today. Thank you so much. And today we're going to be talking about websites. What is the purpose of a website? Why do you even need a website? I think it's important that we talk about that because you get a lot of questions regarding websites and why you would need a website, especially if you've had a business for a long time and you have feel like you've done just fine without a website, or for those who may be starting a business or looking at starting a business and you're looking at the cost of website development, you're looking at all those things. I'm going to talk about that today. And some people want personal websites. I mean, if you have a personal website that you would like, do you really need one? And there are other reasons why might want a website. And when we come back from this short break, I am going to share with you my thoughts on whether or not you need a website. But not only that, when we come back from this short break, I am also going to share with you the word for the week. The word for the week, I'm going to share that with you. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to talk about it right here. Thank you so much for joining me. I really do appreciate it. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon. I'm so delighted that you decided to join me today. And for those of you who may be wondering, well, what's the purpose of the show? Well, we do our best to bring information that enlightens, informs, and entertains, especially as it relates to business. We have made it our mission to do our best to build strong businesses in the community. And we feel that if we help to build strong businesses in the community, the revenue and production may be of such that they can hire people and put people to work. So we really want to do our best to stay true to that. So we try our best to bring programming as it relates to branding your business, your sales process, media buying, internet, social media marketing, digital marketing, It could involve franchising, networking. You know, are you trying to build a business, sustain a business? Are you looking at succession planning? What are you doing with your business? So those are some of the things that we talk about. But we also talk about relationships on this show because I feel we are relational. We need to know how to get along with people. We need to know how to communicate with people. We need to know the different types of personalities out there so that we know how to deal with them, whether they are clients, whether they are our coworkers, whether it's management, it doesn't matter. We need to know how to get along with and communicate with people. So that is the purpose of this show. And before we went on a short break, I share with you that I was going to share the word for the day with you. I really like this word. Last week, I shared a word for the day with you, and it was love. We talked about love. We talked about love for your coworkers, for your management team, and what that means. We talked about the characteristics. That was the word for the day. We talked about agape love, the characteristics of that type of love. Well, today the word for the day is passion. Passion. Yes, I have actually been on this word myself for a while. And I want to ask you, do you know purpose is? What does purpose mean? It's the reason that something is created, the reason it's created or the reason that it is done, the reason why something exists or a process exists. Purpose. And you know, if you are a business owner, or even if you are not, do you know the purpose of your company, the purpose of your process? Do you know your own purpose? Why are you here? What is your purpose? That's something I'd love you to think on. And if you want to send me a note on it, please feel free to do so. I've actually been For years, I've thought about my purpose. Why am I here? What is the purpose for me being here? And then when I started companies, what is the purpose for the company? What will it solve? What will it do? So purpose, what's your reason for being here? Do you know why? Do you think you have a purpose? Lots of times when you understand the meaning of purpose and understand what your purpose is, you start to feel calm. You tend to be more relaxed about your aims and your intentions for doing things. Your feeling of just being is clearer. You have a clear vision as far as why you're here, what you're trying to do. And if you don't know, it's okay. You have plenty of time to think about it. You know, I just thought I'd ask, do you know what your vision, do you know what your purpose is for being here? That's huge, right? Yeah, something you need to think about, but not only what your purpose is, but what is the purpose of your company? If you have a company, if you have a business, if you're thinking about starting one, what's the purpose? Yeah, something to think about. Yeah. This is sharing.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and our word for the month is purpose. What is your purpose? One of the ways to determine your purpose is to determine what your passions are. Do you have passions? What are things that you lose sleep over, things that you really want to do that you get fired up about? If you're not sure about your purpose, tap into your passions. sometimes your passions will help to determine your purpose. Well, today we're going to be talking about the purpose for websites. Do you have a website? Because that is a question that gets asked over and over. It's asked so many times. Why do I even need a website? What is the purpose of a website? And sometimes people get the purpose of a website really confused. They really, really do. But websites can be, of course, very different. They're very beautiful. Some are beautiful. Some are really nice. Some are very informative. Some, they do different things depending on what your goals are. But what is the purpose of a website? What is a website? And like I mentioned, sometimes people get the purpose of a website confused. Let me share with you a couple of things that it is not. A website, most people think it's about selling something or it's about presenting information that you'd like to present or presenting content, whether it's through blogs, whether it's through video, whether it's through advertisements, whether it's through commentary, whatever it is, links. People think that the purpose of a website is so that you can sell the things that you want to sell or you can present the services that you do. But the truth of the matter is that really isn't the purpose of a website. The purpose of a website is not for people to really see what you're selling, although it is, but the real purpose of a website is all about your target prospect, your prospect, and their needs. That's what it's about. And sometimes when of websites or those who have websites wonder, why am I not getting any traffic? My website isn't doing well. I'm not understanding why I'm not getting the results that I want. You spent so much money on your websites. You spent time and effort generating the content, and you're not getting the results that you want. And many times the reason that business owners do not get the results that they want from their website is because they haven't really asked themselves this one simple question or come up with an answer to the question, is this solving a problem for my prospects or prospects? You may have different prospects who have different needs. So typically what happens, depending on the product or service that you are trying to get in front of people, people are coming to your website to find solutions to a problem that they have. Just think about it. When you go to a website, why are you going to a website? Because you either are trying to find answers to a question, you're trying to find a solution, you're trying to satisfy a desire, satisfy a need. It doesn't matter what type of website you go to, that's typically what happens. And many times business owners look at the website from their point of view. These are my services. I'm going to put these things up on the website, and people are just going to come to my site because I've put up the fact that I have a business and these are my products and these are my services. And it does not work like that. Many people are finding it that it doesn't work like that. In fact, there are quite a few websites out there, businesses probably similar to yours, and people are visiting maybe their sites, maybe they're not. But the challenge is in designing your website. And this is where it's really important for you to process, strategize. Maybe you may even have to do some market research in determining and recognizing that there may be more than one type of person with various characteristics or desires or needs that are coming to your website. And many times people come to your sites, go to websites for different reasons. And are you prepared to engage those types of people that may come to your website, or will they come to your website and find absolutely nothing that they're looking for? So what am I saying? What I'm saying is the purpose of a website is geared towards the prospect or the person or people that you are trying to attract. It's not about your selling, your sales, your products. It's not about that at all. And when you kind of go at developing your site, when you start creating content for your site or using various links for your site, when you keep that in mind, you may find that you have a whole paradigm shift when it comes to the purpose of your website. So when it comes to creating a website for your business, or maybe you already have a website for your business, and you're saying, you know what, our website may need to be revamped. We may need to look at enhancing it in some way by adding more content or by adding more visually appealing videos or content that really answers our prospects' questions. When it comes to creating a website for your business, it can be sometimes challenging because you really have to sit down and think about these things. So who are the type of people that come to your website? What is it that they are looking for? In order for you to understand what are they looking for, you have to either put yourself in your client's shoes or you have to do some research as it relates to the type of customers that use your products or use your services. So who are the major user types that visit your site? You've got to clarify what it is that they're looking for, what it is that they need, what is it, what will help solve their problem, and make sure that your website is structured so that when they come to your site, their questions are answered, and you're able to speak to the things that they're looking for. And many times websites are not designed with the prospect in mind. They're really not. I'm going to say that again. Many times websites are not designed with the prospect in mind. So in taking a look at your website, if you have a website or if you're thinking about a website, is it prospect friendly? And then when they come to the website, if you're hoping that the prospect will either engage on your site, or maybe you're driving them just to be aware of who you are, aware of your business, aware of your location, aware of what you do. If you're looking at clients and you're just hoping that they will be aware of what you do, that's a whole different prospect with different needs, and you will need to create different content for that client. Or a prospect may come to your website because they are looking to purchase something. They've already thought about it. They've gone to several different sites. They're looking at your site, and they're ready to make a decision. So you need to develop content created around prospects who are looking to make a decision so that you can convert them into clients. And then your website also needs to take into consideration those who you have converted. How do you retain those clients? So it's a process that you have to think through. It's a strategy that needs to be in place so that when these prospects with different needs, different reasons for coming to your website, when they come to your website, there is something for them there on your site. I know that's a lot of information, right? I know, but guess what? You can do this. You can do this. And when we come back, we're going to talk just a little bit more about the purpose of a website and some reasons that you might need to have one if you don't have one right here. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and today we are talking about the purpose for websites. What is the purpose of it? What is the purpose of a website? We've had that question. We hear that question quite a bit, see that question online, and so we are addressing that today. And if you missed the first part of the show, don't worry. It will be in our archive, and you can go back and listen to the entire show. But one key point that I want to make sure to reiterate, when you are looking at designing or having someone to design your website, you really need to make sure that your website is designed with the prospect in mind, not from the standpoint of what products and services you're going to be selling or the services that you are going to be providing for your prospects. Your website should be designed with the prospect in mind. I'm going to say that one more time. Your website should be designed with the prospect in mind. And sometimes business owners completely miss that. So, for instance, if a prospect comes to your website and they see some products and services, how long have they been on there? Do you know? Do you know what they looked at? Do you know why they didn't convert, why they bounced off, meaning why didn't they follow through with making a purchase or scheduling an appointment? What were the reasons? And if your website is set up with the prospect in mind, those are some questions that hopefully you will be able to answer. So what are some reasons that you should have a website? For those of you who are saying, well, I've been in business for a long time, I don't have a website, and I seem to be doing okay. And for those of you who may be on the fence about a website, do you really need a website? Do you really, really need a website? Well, one of the things that is interesting in our, not just our communities, but in our global society, more and more people are using social media. More and more people are doing business from their mobile phones, the phones from that's in their hand, that little device that's in their hand. More and more businesses, more and more people are using their phones to do business. And so if they're using their phones to do business, that means there has to be companies and businesses that have digital platforms. They are on social media, or people are able to purchase digitally. So because more and more people are using their phones, less and less people are seeing billboards or using billboards to make decisions. In fact, when was the last time you really saw a billboard? They are out there. Or Yellow Pages. More and more people are using search engines to find solutions to their problems. And search engines typically will direct those who are looking for information to websites that have the most relevant information for that particular person's needs. So if you are not in the digital arena, there's a likelihood and probability that you will not be as successful as some of your competition. And you know, it's a beast out there. It's all about who has the most relevant information. How can people assess that information quickly and readily? So it's great to have a digital business card. And basically, websites are like digital business cards for companies. Just think about your business card. Your name's on there, the company's name, the company's logo, address, facts, information. Of course, you may have a few more details on there. Well, a website does the exact same thing. It can serve as your digital business card. And also, because more and more people are using search engines like Google, they're using social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and even YouTube. They're using those platforms. More and more people are on those platforms. So it would behoove most companies, if there are millions of people on those platforms, why wouldn't you want to be seen by those people? If you're in business to be profitable, if that's why you're in business, and most businesses start because not only do they see a need that they want to serve, but they want to be profitable. They want it to be a win-win for their customers and for them as well. And also, websites can help you to develop credibility. Think about it. When you hear about a company or you are interested in, even if it's purchasing a car or purchasing houseware products or hardware for your computer, or if you're looking to purchase a garment or you're looking to find out how you can, where you can go for a vacation or restaurants or whatever. Typically these days, you don't just pick up the phone or go to your website. You go to your mobile phone and see if there are websites out there. You may put in restaurants, and then you may look at the different websites that come up. Well, that's the result of search engines. If you're looking for something very specific, you put it in a search engine, websites will come up that have information relevant to your search. And people do that. Millions and millions of people are doing that. So if you don't have a website, the likelihood of your business being discovered is very slim, very slim. And one of the other things, and this is probably really huge, one of the other reasons to have a website is because your website operates and is open 24 hours a day. That's right. So if someone wakes up at 11 o'clock at night and they're saying, you know what, I really forgot, I need to touch and take a look and see what services and or products are out there, and they will be doing business at 11 o'clock at night. People are doing business on the internet basically 24/7. And the other reason is your competition probably has a website. So websites are nice digital cards to have. They really, really are. Not only that, but it also makes your company look professional. People are able to access your information 24/7. So if they lose your business card, guess what? They can go to your website and find that information. So, is having a website a good idea? Yeah, probably so, especially in today's society. But not only that, but more and more people are using social media to do business, to get answers to their problems, to find solutions to their problems, to get their questions answered. And, of course, if your company has a website, you are on the playing field as well. You know, my dad used to tell me years ago, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do that today. Do your research. Find out what your purpose is, what your passion is. That will really help to clarify some things, but also what is the purpose for your business. Well, I hope you will consider joining me again next week. And as always, thank you so much for joining me, and have a wonderful, wonderful, productive week. This is Sharon.